Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Speaking of annoying, let's get to the late night, late show wrap up, and especially Mila Kunis and Ashton
Mila.
Kutcher. Mila.
Mila.
I know it's Mila. Mila. They both drive me nuts. But I want to start with James Corden because he introduced himself as the new host. He took over for Craig Ferguson. So he kicked off the whole show explaining where he comes from, and obviously is from the UK.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from where you're standing right now, give it up for the host of the Late Late Show, Mr. James Corden!
I feel I should tell you a little bit about myself. My name is James Corden. I'm 36 years old. I'm from a place called High Wycombe in Great Britain, which you almost certainly will never have heard of because, well, most people in Great Britain haven't heard of it, so I don't expect you to. I'm married. Sorry, ladies. This ship has sailed. Hey, come on. This, don't stay on the shelf too long. we have two children. My son was 4 yesterday, and my daughter is 16 weeks old.
Congratulations. So we'll see how that works out and see if he does better than Ferguson. So, you know, Mila. I'm so sick of talking. Are they married or not, Ashton Kutcher? This has been going on for months now.
It doesn't matter.
Why do they play this stupid game?
Did you get married? Have you got married?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, come on. No one's maybe got married. You've either got married or you haven't got married. Have you got married?
Maybe.
Well, that's a yes as far as I'm concerned. Did you get married? What do you mean?
Wow.
Let me look at your hand.
Boy.
Oh, you got married. Yay! They got married, everybody. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mr. and Mrs. Kutcher.
Well, she's fantastic. She's just as annoying as Ashton.
Why would you say such a thing? They're lovely.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't stand him on 2.5.
What do we think of this James Corden, though?
I'm a big fan of Graham Norton, so I'm willing to give him a chance.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That was really general, right? How stupid, Drex. Yes. Well, it's time for stupid news. No. Well, we'll just see. I mean, you know, just because he's British,
Hey, John Oliver's a huge hit. So
absolutely. There's another great example. It doesn't matter to me.
Do where you're from, yeah.
Right. I mean, I enjoy British humor. I think it's great. And, you know, obviously he has to appeal to Americans. I think he'll do well in all the major cities, the top 10 major markets. How he plays in middle America, well, depends where they have their wheat bale at. Let's move on.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You know where I was going with that. Presidents on TV have way higher favorability ratings than Obama. Kevin Spacey's character on House of Cards. Oh. Yeah. President Frank Underwood, manipulative, conniving, evil, murderer. He's more popular than President Obama. Poll show Obama's favorability.
They like him better?
Yes. Right now, Obama, his rating is at 46%, which isn't too bad. So another survey asked for people's opinions on prominent fictional presidents to see how they stacked up. Obama came in last. It's a pretty silly premise, though. And, right? I mean, to begin with. But here are the results nonetheless. President David Palmer from 24 got 89%, so he was very well-liked. Jed Bartlett from The West Wing, played by Martin Sheen, 82%.
Wonderful.
Laura Roslin from Battlestar Galactica, played by Mary McDonnell, 78%. President Fitz Grant from Scandal, Tony Goldwyn, 60%. And President Underwood from House of Cards, played by Spacey, 57%. But here's the whole deal.
That's crazy.
Oh, by the way, they put Putin in there, Vladimir Putin. here's the good news. Yes, President Obama kicked his ass big time. He only got 24%.
I can think is that people haven't finished watching season 3 of House of Cards.
Don't give it away.
Because it hasn't, it's been out long enough for a lot of people to binge watch. I just finished it. And I do not care for the Frank Underwood any longer now that I've seen season three.
Well, here's why I think this is pointless. The fact that, you know, an evil murderer got a 57% approval rating just tells you how serious people took the survey, and rightfully so. These characters are fictional. I mean, fictional presidents aren't deemed unfavorable by half the population just because of the party they are affiliated with.
I super want to go
Enough
off,
said.
But I can't ruin House of Cards for people.
That just reminds me of the whole Ted Cruz mess. Speaking of mess, running.
I really like that. Let's not call it a campaign. Let's call it a mess.
let's see what David Letterman had to say about that.
Today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced that he was running for president. Here's what I find interesting about Ted Cruz. He was born in Canada.
Yeah.
His father fled to the United States from Cuba. Yet Ted Cruz is against immigration. Isn't that odd? It's
odd, isn't it? Thank you, David Letterman.
And then Dave talked about Donald Trump.
You know who's running for president again? Donald Trump. Donald Trump running for president. He's already selected his cabinet. Gary Busey. Lorenzo Lamas. Lisa Gibbons and Meatloaf. That's his.
That's funny.
This will be Trump's fifth consecutive fake presidential campaign.
That's pretty much what it always turns out to be, right? And then there was Conan talking about Ted Cruz running.
Big news today about the 2016 presidential race. No, this is big news. I think one of the first to announce, Texas Senator and Tea Party favorite Ted Cruz announced he's running for president. Yeah, he pledged to lead America boldly forward into the late 1950s. So.
Nice.
Very well done. Very well done.
Here's what's interesting. People are questioning if Ted Cruz can even legally run for the presidential election because he was born in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yeah. We'll have to get into the birther thing.
Well, you're excited, but the last thing we want to do is pave the way for a President Bieber because...
So at this point, after all of that with Ted Cruz now officially in the race and you've got Donald Trump, I think Bill Clinton should work out, start thinking about the new China collection for the White House.
Bill?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be the first lady.
He's
going to be the first man. Yes, you must pick out the China. That goes back to, Mrs.
Like
Reagan.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Nancy, remember she had to get the new China and we had China Gate. Everybody's like, oh, my God, how dare you spend all that money on new China? It's the Reagans, for God's sake.
It's the White House. You got to have good China. Visiting foreign dignitaries.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about ghosting. So ghosting is a new phenomenon happening. It's not new. It just has a name on it now.
It has a new name.
Yeah. Happening with online dating where you go on a date with a man or a woman, and you have a great time, and when it comes about to wondering about the second date, poof, he or she has completely disappeared or ceased contact with you. In other words, in the world of matches made just by looks on left or right swiping, dating has become a throwaway activity, even in real life.
Isn't that sad?
This is what I find shocking about the ghosting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, Casper, I mean, we were practically naming our kids and now you're not going to call me back.
a poll by HuffPo back in 2014 states that men and women ages 18 to 29 were more likely to admit that they've experienced ghosting on either end of any other age group. So what happens when you're frustrated with the ghosting notion that you really want an explanation as to why he or she disappeared? Well, I guess you can call back. I mean, here's an example. One girl, she used her friend's phone to call the guy back who ghosted her. The first one that got off the phone fairly quickly said, oh, you got to excuse me. My phone is in roaming. Hello, it's not 2002 anymore.
Roaming.
We don't have roaming anymore. Remember roaming? What a pain in the ass that was. And also she was ghosted a second time. The second man who ghosted her gave a valid reason as to why he disappeared. He was on and off again in an on and off again relationship with a woman. And he just...
It was on again.
No, it was just like off with Molly. So, yeah. So, to the ghosting. You've ghosted and you've been ghosted.
Mm-hmm. Even in my age group, it happens.
Yeah. I think I did it once, but it was definitely an online thing. You know, it was, but I didn't meet them. We just chose the place to meet, and I figured out.
That's called being stood up.
No. It's different if you go out on the date, if like you do the dinner thing and then the person just splits. My ghosting thing was we just agreed we were going to meet at a public place. You know, it was a mall or something. And I figured out who it was. And I just thought, no. And I just left.
Wait, what?
That's ghosting.
What? Okay, why did you not know? You said you figured out who they were. How did you not know who they were going into it? Why did you make the date?
Well, their profile picture did not live up to the...
Oh, you took off.
Yeah, I took off.
But you had sunglasses and a hat on, so the person didn't see you?
No, I think I saw that person first.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. What are you talking about?
You admit doing it, so that means you stood them after they paid...
That's not the same thing.
Well, explain to me what it is.
You just don't call somebody back after you had a good time. Big deal. You made a date and then, like, did a 180 and didn't show up.
Am I not understanding ghosting right in 2015?
I don't think you are.
I think I am.
You stood somebody up.
It's online dating. Well, see, you can tell the last time I've been monogamous for, a long, long time. Yeah.
It does something to your brain being monogamous. Well, that's horrible, and that's a whole other story, because I remember hearing years ago about, like, a woman seeing the man, and he's across the street, and he, like, looks crazed and then jumps in his car and takes off, and she was like, hey, was that you? And he's like, yeah, you're fat, and, like, drove away or whatever.
Well, I didn't do that. I just decided the person, they were lying. So,
well,
yeah,
that's what this man was accusing this woman of. It's kind of the same thing. Oh, the pictures don't measure up. That happens to me a lot. I still go on the date. I mean, it's not been that horrible, but you're kind of like, yeah, so that picture in your profile, that's 10 years old, isn't it?
I don't know. Who has the ghosting thing right, me or her? 808-0810. I have to tell you, 808-0810. I think it is, maybe I'm just wrong because I've been monogamous so long. I think it's like standing somebody up. You actually go meet the person, and then you decide you don't like them, and you split. You just do the bathroom. I have to use the restroom. I'll be right back. And away you go.
But you never showed up for your date.
I know, but I'm saying, isn't that this example of?
I think it was
I'll be
just
right
that
back.
You
I'm using the restroom. Isn't that ghosting also?
All right. Well, we'll loop it in, but it really refers to like we had a great time, and then poof. So there's...
Well, that's just, it's not going to work out.
Somewhat of a relationship, but we had a great time. That's why it's the ghost thing. That's where you get the poof, like, here today, gone tomorrow. Like, what happened? I thought we had a great time.
You lied on your profile. That's what you get.
No, you have a much deeper and a decent connection, so that's why you're like, I don't get where that person went.
Oh, my God.
But
see,
it's okay.
You know, all right, middle age isn't so bad. All right, we'll get to, we have all things netiquette. We didn't even get to that yet. We had to fight about ghosting.
Right.
Oh, well, here's what we need to talk about ghosting. Stats on drinking before doozing it, before sex.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
well,
and more
don't.
Stupid news coming up here. Oh, and Conan talks about Facebook not allowing posts with exposed breasts. You know, they're supposed to be censoring now.
Listen, I have a guy lined up to talk to us about that. Yeah,
okay.
He gets censored all the time.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
So they are doozing it. All right, that's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you suffer from aching, cramping, or restless legs? Or do you have unsightly varicose or spider veins? Dr. Mark Isaacs at Vein Specialists of Northern California can help. For over 25 years, they've specialized in the latest office-based, non-surgical vein treatments. Procedures take under an hour with absolutely no downtime. Your legs will be pain-free and vein-free in time for spring. Visit Vein Specialists of Northern California now at VEINSPEC.com. And schedule your free ultrasound evaluation.
We know what it's like, that persistent nagging feeling that will only go away when you get away. For those with a passion for travel, there's the new Discover It Miles card. You earn unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend, and you can fly any airline anytime with no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use miles to credit your statement. Apply now and Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. So go on, scratch that travel itch. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
9:23 now on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, talking it out every night live and local in the Bay from 7 till 10. Conan O'Brien talking about breastises not being exposed on Facebook.
Facebook in the news. Facebook has announced it will no longer allow posts of exposed female breasts. Yeah. So if you want to see exposed breasts, you'll have to look anywhere else on the internet.
Yeah, so I thought the exception to the rule was if it was considered artistic or creative. So you're telling me you already know people who have been shut down.
Apparently not, yeah. Yeah, that have been shut down, yeah. Artistic, well, creative is, they're throwing it out the window with some friends of mine.
Really?
Yep.
So what if it's a painting or a drawing?
I think some of these are drawing, or it's, you know, just a, I don't know, hurly-burly burlesque girl or something like that. So she's covered, but not entirely, and they just keep getting the heave-ho.
Well, I guess...
So lame.
Yeah, I guess that I didn't understand exactly what ghosting is. I'm still not sure I agree with you. But in the last segment, if you missed that... Yeah, you just take that and you just hold on to that. You take it home, play with it, read it, and then you decide. I distort, you decide. So then while we're talking about Facebook, you know, there's a writer for Time Magazine. He posted a list of birthday etiquette tips. Netiquette! It's basically a list of people in your life and how you should wish them a happy birthday. I didn't know such. Well, I don't, so, you know. You tell me. Your husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend, you should wish them a happy birthday in person. Well, that makes perfectly sense.
Yeah. You could do both.
Yeah, she specifically says to stay up until midnight, so you're the first person to do it. Oh, please, that seems like overkill. Now, I'm awake at midnight, so that's okay if that person would like to do that. The morning works, though, too. A brother or sister, you should still wait up until midnight. Oh, please! And then call or text them. Apparently, this woman thinks everyone should stay up till midnight all the time. What the hell's her problem? Obviously, she doesn't have to get up at 5 or 6 in the morning like most people. close friends and family members say happy birthday over the phone, not on Facebook, which is probably fair. I shouldn't just post happy birthday on your mother's Facebook and not call her. No, that would be bad. I do agree with you on that one. Let's see. What else? Friends you've made in the past 5 years. You can get away with just a text message. But again, you still shouldn't just say happy birthday on Facebook. Really? Going back 5 years?
Huh?
You know what? Okay, I'll just...
I refuse to do it anymore unless it's a pretty good friend.
Right.
I mean, you'd waste 10 minutes a day.
People you only talk to on Facebook. Well, it's the only time it's okay to just say happy birthday on Facebook and not send a text message too. Well, I mean, people on Facebook, you wouldn't really know what their telephone number is, how to text them or sex them or whatever you're doing to begin with. Now, would you or would you? Would you or would not you? You would not. Would you? I don't really care. You know what? I mean,
over Facebook.
Yeah, and LinkedIn's another one. So I'm on LinkedIn and I get all these emails. It's so-and-so's birthday. It's like, oh, it's delete, delete, delete.
Yeah, I thought this was supposed to be a professional right. thing.
I know.
What does your date of birth have to do with your performance at your job
totally
or networking?
I totally agree with you.
Plus, LinkedIn just sends way too many emails. Just stop already. Dial that down.
I have to agree with you on that. They really, really do.
Oh,
it's
they
annoying.
Overdo it. Oh, my God. No. They'll be four in a row. You know, and then something, I don't know, from, anyway.
And I know they're building a brand new building downtown here, but I agree with Heather. Turn it back.
Dial it down.
Dial it back. Turn it down.
It doesn't make me go to your site more often. It really does not do that.
No, it doesn't. It's anti-productive. All right, more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up along with the good news on the way on KGO 810. Thank you very much, John Lubertini. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Martin.
Great to be here for the closing night show here at what is this? Is this San Francisco? Okay, been here for 2 weeks, and this is the closing night. We do two shows tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, so let's get going, huh? I mean, I think there's nothing better for a person to come out and do the same thing over and over for 2 weeks. And this is what I enjoy, so I'm just going to do the same thing over and over and over. And I think rather than do it just twice, I think I'm going to do it over and over. I'm going to do the same joke over and over in the same show. This will be like a new thing. Looking for a little different kind of thing tonight, so then this would be good. Okay.
Funny.
Hey, I'm not trying to be a big shot or anything like that, but I get my drinks half price. That's right, for every one you buy, I get two. So I can just have about as much as I want, you know what I mean? And it doesn't affect me.
A Bay Area flashback to, a wild and crazy guy.
That's classic.
Yeah, you know, he's become a great actor, and he's a great, you know, I love Steve Martin when he hosts the big award shows, this, that, and the other. But I really miss the comedy he used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just decided one day I've had enough and I'm going to be an actor and, you know, I'm going to do this, that, and the other.
There's a guy not having a lackluster life. Because that's the other thing. Like you said, he's not just sitting there doing comedy. Like you said, the same joke over and over again. He has a musical career now.
Well, comedy's tough. I mean, comedy is hard. You've got to go out there and work on it every night. I mean,
That's my point.
I'm not a Leno guy, but he would go to the Comedy Store in Los Angeles all the time to work out his material. Seinfeld did the same thing all the time. I mean, you got to go out and work it. Joan Rivers did the same thing.
Sure, yeah. That's my point. Steve Martin could have done the same crap for the rest of his life and still made a ton of money, but he became an actor. And now he's a musician. Like, he keeps getting up off the couch and trying something new. That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yes. That was your point last hour about...
I was tying that together.
I know. Very nicely done. Don't get out of your rut, everybody. Stop doing the same thing over and over again. We have eight more days until April Fool's Day. Surprise. 10 more days until Furious 7. Check this. Right here it comes. I mean, and it's coming quickly. 12 days until Easter. And 19 days to the premiere of Game of Thrones. They were here last night.
On TV, yeah. But if you were in San Francisco and lucky or had a lot of money, you got to see it already.
We were talking about netiquette and all those things. You know, the photos that we post today of kids on social media, well, so the story goes, we'll embarrass the hell out of them one day. We don't have kids, so we don't know. Well,
the Villanova girl will never live that down.
Oh, my God. The poor Piccolo girl. Did you put that up on Generation Drex? Generation D-R-E-X. Yeah. You got to check it out. I know. Well, they were supposed to win, so it was heartbreaking when they didn't.
I still think it's funny.
Poor thing. Well, you know what? It got her on Fallon's show. So it worked out pretty well now, didn't it? She got to play with the Roots and everything. So let's talk about posting your kids on the internet since we were talking about netiquette. We know because everything that you do embarrasses kids, and posting on social media is a subject of and a subset of just about everything. But does it bother you? Well, check this out. The survey says more than half the parents out there are a little worried that all the photos that they post of their kids might embarrass them one day. Because they're out there forever. That's not their biggest worry, though. I mean, two-thirds say they're afraid someone could learn private information about their children from social media. And I think most parents get that now.
Yeah, and they've stopped posting pictures?
I don't know. Have they? I wouldn't post pictures of my child.
Really?
No.
I kind of feel like no big deal, but if you, you know, have your settings on private and, you know, just your friends and not public and everything, then you're probably okay.
Well, Facebook has been around 11 years now. Is that right?
God. Didn't we
just, Twitter was just 9 yesterday. Something like that. But nonetheless, I mean, so those kids who are now 15 or 16 and those pictures are still out there, they've talked to these kids and they're like, yeah, I'm embarrassed the hell that they're still out there. You know, so think about it.
11 years.
Did I get that right? 11 years? I think 11 years.
Forget what you said.
Oh, I said 11. I said 11.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was Twitter's 9th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. And what we didn't get to is, you know what, speaking of things, Netflix. So check this out. This comes from the Stupid Criminals file. A 20-year-old named Bobby Alexander broke into a woman's house in California, Mariposa, earlier this month and stole a bunch of electronics, including her 65-inch smart television. Now, here's what I want to know about that. How do you steal a 65-inch smart television? Does nobody, you know, I guess this was in the middle of nowhere because Mariposa is what, like 150 miles east of the city? So maybe it's in the middle of nowhere. But I mean, come on. Somebody's hauling out a 65-inch television. I think somebody in the neighborhood would recognize that.
I mean, you back up the van, do it in the middle of the night.
I suppose.
My parents were robbed.
Well, bad idea all it was. At first, the cops didn't have any leads. But 3 days later, the woman realized someone was watching movies on her. Are you ready?
Account.
Her Netflix account. It was a smart TV. So she gave her account information to the police. They called Netflix, and Netflix tracked the guy's IP address to a house nearby who was in the hood.
Like it was her neighbor?
Yes. So when the cops searched the house, they didn't find the stolen electronics, but the people who lived there said they let one of their neighbors use their Wi-Fi. So cops got a warrant, searched Bobby's place, and found her stolen stuff. He wasn't there at the time, but he absolutely turned himself in because they were waiting for him.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
don't you
incredible.
Love that?
Uh-huh. I love it.
Okay, so I didn't get to it. And I won't forget. Trust me, let's get to some booze chat because we're coming up on that magical hour now, aren't we? Yes, every relationship reaches a point where it's hard to get excited about pouncing on the person lying next to you and absolutely defiling them. Sure, you love them. You've just been there, done it too many times.
That's hilarious. Okay. And I was thinking about some of the questionable language I used earlier in the show, but okay.
Right. Okay, yeah, no worries. I got you covered. So here we are on a Tuesday. It's not even Wednesday yet. Well, there's always booze to help you out. Five stats here from a new survey on drinking and sex. 28% of people say they've never had a drink before sex. That's a lot. That's almost a third. What's wrong with these people?
I thought that's how babies were made.
30%, 29% say they do it rarely. 9% say they do it a lot. I guess is that like, that's like 10% saying, hey, I need to be hammered in order to do you.
Oh my gosh.
One third of the people, 33% say they do it sometimes. 71% of the people say they've turned to alcohol to get them in the mood.
Huh.
I guess a little dab will do you right.
Well, it makes me think of the Jimmy Buffett song, Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw? Like, it's a plan, you know, it's a thing. People do it.
How often, since we're talking about doing it, and it's late in the late night or late show wrap-up, how often should you get rid of that mattress and those pillows?
Wow,
do you know?
I feel like we talked about this last week or the week before.
No, we didn't.
And it said something about, like, people don't get rid of their mattress even when it smells or something like that. And I was like, what makes your mattress smell? Like, that's not a thing. Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Ew.
It's a thing.
All right, you're just not.
It's a thing thing. It's a big thing.
I think guys don't know to get buy a mattress pad and wash things properly.
No, guys don't.
Thank you.
Until they learn the hard way, till they pull the sheet off. You know, like they do once a month and they see something that they didn't want to see.
Or they finally start dating a nice gal who's like, what's going on here with the sheets? You need a mattress pad.
Oh, yikes. All right. I'll give you the answer and the good news on the way next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi's Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi's Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's ScottHiver.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool.
Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, I'm Kirk Candlin, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 37s, Anna 1234. License 245291.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, on the Drex Radio Show, 1 minute inside a woman's head.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
What to wear? What to wear? A closet full of clothes, yet I do this every day. I stand here and slide the hangers back and forth like something's gonna appear new to me when I know everything that's in here. How can I have so many clothes and I don't know what to put on? Either I no longer like the outfit, or I think it doesn't fit, or I think my body's not right, or it's outdated, or, hey, here's a top I've never even worn. How can I have shopped for something, bought it, brought it home, cut the tags off, and never worn it? Well, I can't wear it today. I don't have a skirt that matches. I could wear it with jeans, but I think I'd have to tuck it in, and I don't like my butt in jeans right now. Ooh, if I had a long jacket. I do not have a long jacket. Soon there will be a reason why I'm dressed in all black. I'll just wear what I wore last Tuesday. I mean, it's been a week. Days of the week uniforms. You wear the same things on every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday. Oh, I'm going on Shark Tank.
And that was another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if it makes you feel any better, ladies, I think guys do the same damn thing.
Oh, shwoo.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better.
Right, right. Is this damn thing too wrinkled?
I'd feel a lot better if there were more clothes in my closet.
Right, right. No. Or there's too many.
There really are.
Oh, my God. You just keep cutting down and going to Goodwill, and they just seem to never go away.
No, I don't.
Or do you hold on to the ones that you just hope someday will fit again?
All my clothes fit. Okay, except for those jeans at the bottom of the drawer. One of these days.
There's always room for mom jeans.
Ugh, gross.
So let me see here before we get to the good news. Oh yeah, the mattress thing. So, how often? 5 to 7 years. I mean, but there's a theory, there's a fact. I mean, if it smells like a pile of dead raccoons, it's time to get rid of it. Yeah, I mean, really, honest to God. It turns out very few people are in a hurry to replace their mattress. Yeah, they're damn expensive.
No. And that, haven't you heard the Sleep Train ad?
Well,
financing
sleep train's
for up
great.
To 36 months.
I know. Well, by the time you pay it off, it's time for a new one.
Maybe.
Yeah. And, you know, and also not sleep train, but a lot of people will not go to a discount shop because you got to be sometimes very leery to make sure that's not a remanufactured mattress. You know, because now do the math. Come on, do the math. When you go to a reputable company and they say they will take your old mattress away for free, What do they do with it?
Oh, my God.
They give it to somebody else who will clean it and maybe put a new something or another on top of it.
Bummer.
Rewrap it, okay?
Oh, you're killing me.
Reupholster it and sell it to some other sucker. Yeah, those would be, you've got to be very careful with that.
Or like some skeezy hotel goes out of business. Well, what do we do with these mattresses? I don't know. Sell them.
Yeah, if you go to a landfill, you're not going to find a landfill full of mattresses, I can tell you that.
Oh,
and there's a reason for it. Be glad. And there's rules against it, too. So be glad that you live in these United States of America and pray to God that most people are obeying the law. Okay, so let's get to the good news.
Yeah.
We always like to, end the show with some good news. So there's a 22-year-old guy in Brooklyn named Mac Diaz, Matt has lost 270 pounds in the last 6 years, and he has a bunch of extra skin now. You can go ahead and just Google him, Matt Diaz, and you can take a look at the picture. It's all over social media. But he recently posted the photos of himself to encourage people to love themselves. Love thyself, love thyself no matter what. And now more than 23 people have donated over $55,000 so he can have the extra skin surgically removed.
Wow.
Here's Matt explaining that. And if you see the pictures, you'll know why.
So I lost a bunch of weight, around 270 pounds. And I've been talking for a long time about body positivity and loving yourself the way you are. And I've never shown my excess skin to anyone, like what it means to be vulnerable and what it means to show the other side of weight loss people aren't sure about. Mm. All these people who were scared to show themselves and felt the same way I did, now they knew they weren't alone. I would just go to Prospect Park and walk. And that's how that all started. They have a runner's path there that's like, I think, 3.2 miles. And I would just walk that once a day. And that's a treat that I have to myself. And the truth is, I'm trying to be a 22-year-old who goes out and has fun. I'm at the most important part is not giving up.
And so everybody, you know, thanks to the donations, he will be able to have that taken care of. And good for him losing 270 pounds. That's a big deal. And that's the good news. And thank you very much for joining us. We talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10. Stand by. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Let me tell you a little story. Back in 2009, I bought a Mercedes-Benz for my wife, Jan. She loved it. She loved it so much, she drove it for more than 120,000 miles. Well, a few months ago, I had thought maybe it's time to trade it in. My daughter, Laura, suggested we surprise her with a brand new Mercedes as a holiday gift. Laura and I told Jan we needed to take her car to run an errand. She had no idea that we were really taking her old Mercedes to Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco to trade it in. We were greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff. They've got a great selection of cars. Over 600 vehicles in stock from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They had the new model we wanted in the right color right at the dealership. You should have seen Jan's face when we drove up the new car to meet her for lunch. And I was really thrilled by how pleasant it really is to buy a car at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco is on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan, and you can find Mercedes-Benz of Oakland on Broadway in downtown Oakland. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources, we need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, I'm Kirk Candlin, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double-pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay
pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.